Good morning. Welcome to First Baptist Church. We have a great day in store for us today, or I should say, God has a great day in store for you today. A couple of quick announcements that I want to make sure you're aware of. I'm going to save the best for last. In your bulletin is an amendment to a constitution that we will talk about at the business meeting next Sunday. It deals with the process of election of deacons. Not a whole lot has changed, but I just wanted you to be aware of it, read over it, and then we'll discuss it at the business meeting. Also, this Thursday evening, this has not been very well publicized, but this Thursday evening, there is an Equip conference in Cordele that we are taking members to. All right, what it is, it's put on by their association. And it just covers different categories. Those categories are evangelism, youth, children, music, Sunday school, women's ministry, men's ministry, missions, AI, and church security. If you're interested in any of those categories, you don't have to be, I'm going to be the leader. If you're interested in any of those and you would like to go, we will be leaving the church at 4:45. If you want to drive on your own, you can, but we will be taking the church bus if there's enough people that want to go on it. That is this Thursday at 4:45, and then we'll get back probably around 9:30, okay? All right, I hope everyone is getting hungry, because after church today, we have a youth fundraiser luncheon in our fellowship hall. I've been over there. It smells good. It looks good. I'm sure it's good. So please come over after church and eat with us. The cost is your donation. However much you want to donate, you can pay cash. You can write a check, make it out to First Baptist Church. Or Belinda said, if you have neither one of those, you can write an IOU and she can get it from you later. Okay. Also, if you have other plans and you need to leave or what, you can go over there and make a to-go box, make a donation, and take it home with you, and save it for a rainy day. Okay. All right. I think that's it. Is there any other announcements? All right. Let's prepare our hearts and minds to worship, please. We're gonna say this in English, and then Brother Jay is going to come up and follow it up with Spanish, but join me if you will. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20.
Con Cristo estoy juntamente crucificado, y ya no vivo yo, mas vive Cristo en mí. Y ahora lo que ahora vivo en la carne, lo vivo en la fe del Hijo de Dios, el cual me amó y se entregó a sí mismo. Gálatas 2:20.
Thank you, Jay. Join me in prayer. Father, we are so grateful that we have a country that allows us to worship you. And Father, that is our prayer today, that our minds, our hearts, our souls would be focused on worshiping you and praising your name, because you indeed are worthy. In Jesus' name, amen.
We have a few birthdays that we need to recognize this month. This week. So Becky Wilder is not here today. Y'all find her and tell her happy birthday. Sam. Miss Ann Rigdon. Yeah. And Miss Ann Rigdon, of course. And then next week will be Jackie Taylor and Leanna Rogers. Miss Melanie? Emma Griffin is tomorrow.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
is the month that we have an emphasis for our North American Mission Board. We currently have, as Southern Baptists, we have 3,000 what we used to call home missionaries. Now they're for the North American Mission Board is what we call it now, or NAM. And our goal for our offering is $4,000. So Ms. Nancy and Ms. Joe did some math, and they realized that if we meet our goal, then we will be supporting to the tune of $1.33 to all of 3,000 of our North American missionaries. And I just think it would be great if we did that plus a little bit more. But Mr. Cecil, if you'll show us our video now.
My church planting journey, we actually started to meet in a house. We thought we were going to have to grow everything from ground up. And God said, no, I have a place already reserved for you. And it has blown our minds. When we started in church planting, I had to be bivocational. And I heard about the church at 3233 Ames Boulevard because I had a lawn care and landscape business. And I started coming over and taking care of the properties. And the church was so close to closing, maybe a couple months.
My name is Linda Morrow, and I've been going to church here since 1971. My life is invested in this church, and the church was literally functioning on senior citizens. We prayed and prayed and prayed about it. We knew something had to give because we didn't want to close the doors.
We found a people who were hungry for the excitement of what the church used to be. After we met together, our congregations gelled and they invited us in. In replanting, you're bringing this new congregation to a dying church that needs revitalization. And that's what happened. So the new church is called Cross Community Church at Ames.
God just meshed it right there. The church was filling up. Baptisms were happening, salvations were happening. I mean, the church was just on fire, and I love it.
When a church dies, what it says to the community about God is that God wasn't powerful enough to keep its church going. But when a church is raised from the dead, it says that God isn't finished with this community.
All right, are we on fire for God today? Amen. Stand up and sing, God is good.
Spanish and English, so we're going to go back and forth. I do have my little sticky notes, that way I won't get confused. Tengo mis papelitos para no confundirme entre español y inglés, pero estamos bien. Gracias al Señor. We are excited that you're here today. I believe the best days are yet to come for First Baptist Church. Amen. I believe God is going to bring revival here. I believe that we need to keep praying, and we will see it. Praise the Lord. Just like we see those videos up there, people getting baptized, I believe I'm getting ready already. I'm going to go to the gym and start working out my muscles here. Voy a empezar a ir al gimnasio para preparar los músculos por todo lo que Dios va a hacer en este lugar. Así que damos gloria al Señor. We give God the glory. if this is your first time or second time that you're here with us, or if you have a prayer request. Si esta es su primera vez o segunda vez que usted está con nosotros, por favor llene la tarjetita que está en el boletín. If you just fill out the little card there, put in the offering plate, and we make sure that we are going to make sure that we are praying. We're going to pray for you. Or if you have to give your life to Christ, well, what a beautiful day it would be for you to surrender your life to the Lord. Listen, He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through Him. Así que damos gloria al Señor. We give God all the honor and all the glory. Amen. Amen. All right.
You may be seated.
We believe in open communion. Creemos en la cena del Señor abiertamente. En otras palabras, si usted ha aceptado a Jesucristo como Señor y Salvador de su vida y usted ha sido bautizado por inmersión, aunque usted no sea miembro de la iglesia, usted puede participar. We believe in open communion. If you've been baptized, if you accepted Christ and been baptized by immersion, we love for you to participate, even though you may not be a member of our church, but we love for you to participate. God's word tells us in 1 Corinthians, it says, de manera que cualquiera que comiere este pan o bebiere esta copa del Señor indignamente será culpado del cuerpo y de la sangre del Señor. Por tanto, pruébese cada uno a sí mismo, coma así del pan y beba de la copa. Porque el que come y bebe indignamente, sin discernir el cuerpo del Señor, juicio come y bebe para sí. Por lo cual hay muchos enfermos y debilitados entre vosotros, y muchos duermen. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. And let a man examine himself, so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you. The Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he was giving thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying,
"Father, we thank you for the opportunity to remember what you did for us. Lord, as we drink this cup, let us remember that your blood washed us away. And thank you for that." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Father, we thank you so much for today. Thank you for giving us the great honor and great privilege to remember you broke your body. Your body was broken. and your blood shed for the remission of our sins. We love you, Lord. In Christ's name, amen.
Reminds us of what Jesus has done. Let's lift our voices and celebrate who he is. Stand and sing with us. remain standing as we sing At the Cross, Where Love Ran Red.
Praise the Lord. We give God the glory for what he's doing. This is exciting how we're singing in Spanish and English. Oh, we need some French folks, and really we have it all packed. It's so good. It's so good to be in the house of the Lord You know, when we get to heaven, we spend eternity in heaven, we're going to praise the Lord. So get ready. Get ready to praise the Lord forever. Amen? We're going to praise the Lord forever. He's worthy to be praised and adored. And we give him all the honor and all the glory. Cuando lleguemos al cielo, vamos a adorar a Dios para siempre. Vamos a adorarle a Él por siempre. Y damos gracias al Señor por este tiempo especial que el Señor nos permite que nosotros tengamos, aquí. When I was in my last year of college, in the undergraduate, we had a class that was called a master plan or business plan, something like that. And I remember that one of the things that that I had to do, that I was told that you needed to do, is you need to find out, and you got to do a very thorough study about America's favorite hamburger. Favorite hamburger. Cuando estaba en la universidad, me tocó hacer un estudio sobre la hamburguesa, la mejor hamburguesa que había en el mercado, la favorita. And so I took on Burger King, and so I began to find out that Burger King had the best taste hamburger. It was the best. I hope I'm not making you hungry this morning. But I want mine with cheese, by the way. Espero no darle hambre, ¿verdad? Pero me tocó estudiar sobre Burger King y estudiar la Whopper con queso. My study showed that the Whopper with cheese had the best deal for your money. But even though everybody agreed that the Whopper with cheese was the best hamburger, everybody went to McDonald's. How did you figure that one out? But entonces el estudio concluyó que la mejor hamburguesa era la de Burger King. Pero sin embargo, las personas siempre terminaban en McDonald's. Entonces, it was the favorite. And today I'm going to start a series on the favorites. Vamos a empezar una serie de lo favorito, las cosas favoritas. Y entonces, en este texto, estamos en Isaías. We are in the book of Isaiah, and I'm going to ask you to open it in Isaiah 41, verse 10. And I'm going to ask you to stand in reverence to God's holy word. Le voy a pedir que se ponga de pie en reverencia a la palabra del Señor. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Isaías 41:10. No temas, porque yo estoy contigo. No desmayes, porque yo soy tu Dios que te esfuerzo. Siempre te ayudaré. Siempre te sustentaré con la diestra de mi justicia. Father, we thank you so much for your word. Padre, te damos gracias por tu palabra. Gracias por tu amor, por tu bondad. We are thankful, Lord, for your wonderful love and mercy towards us. Thank you, Lord, and may you speak to us today through your word. Háblanos a través de tu palabra en Cristo Jesús. Amén. You may be seated. So as we begin this series on favorites, we're going to be looking at different favorite verses of Scripture. And so today we start with Isaiah 41:10. Vamos a estar viendo en esta serie textos preferidos. Y hoy vamos a empezar en esta serie con Isaías 41:10. I encourage you to take this text and put it on your phone, take a snapshot out of it. Maybe you want to put it on your refrigerator. Perhaps you want to put it next to your lampstand. And I encourage you to read this verse every day if you can. Make it your favorite. Le animo que tome este versículo de Isaías 41:10 y que lo haga su preferido. Que lo, le tome una foto en su teléfono, que lo ponga al lado de su cama o que lo ponga en la refrigeradora. Note usted lo que dice. Empiece usted su día así. Can you imagine if you started your day every day and you're looking at this text before you go to work, before you go to school, before you go out shopping, before you leave your house? And if you read this text, it says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." ¿Se imagina usted leyendo este texto todos los días? ¿Se imagina usted saliendo de su casa, rumbo a su trabajo, rumbo a la escuela, en cualquier lugar donde usted va a salir, y usted empieza el día así? No temas, porque yo estoy contigo. No desmayes, porque yo soy tu Dios, que te esfuerzo, siempre te ayudaré, siempre te sustentaré con la diestra de mi justicia. ¿Se imagina usted salir de su casa ahí? Can you imagine leaving your house that way every day? I tell you that life will be different. Yo le garantizo que su vida va a ser diferente. Cuando usted se agarra de la palabra del Señor. Ahora, ¿cuál es el trasfondo? ¿Cuál es el trasfondo? ¿Qué es lo que estaba pasando aquí? What was really happening here in the time of Isaiah? What was happening? Well, first of all, the Lord is assuring his presence to Israel. Dios le está afigurando, afirmando la presencia a Israel. What was happening in the background? What was happening from chapter 1 all the way to here? What is happening? First of all, Cyrus, the king of Persia, known as Cyrus the Great, was coming. He was coming. He was conquering all the nations around Israel. He was conquering one by one. Cyrus had conquered Media in 550 BC. And then Lydia in 546 BC. And then Babylon. Babylon in 539 BC. ¿Qué es lo que estaba pasando en el trasfondo? ¿Por qué Dios está afirmando su presencia a Israel? Porque Ciro el Grande, Ciro el Segundo se le llama, venía conquistando todas las naciones alrededor de Israel. Israel estaba en medio. Había conquistado a la nación de Media en el 550. Lidia la conquistó en los 546. Y la gran potencia de Babilonia la había conquistado en 539. Entonces, todas las naciones alrededor, the countries around Israel had been conquered and were being conquered. And guess what? Israel was next. Israel era el que venía después. Entonces, Dios le afirma a Israel. God affirms Israel. He said, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." As you're looking ahead, as trouble may come, and trouble will come, he's telling Israel, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. He said, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Can you imagine a wonderful promise God gives us today? He tells us today, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. What a promise from the Lord. For whatever comes our way, God says, I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere. Dios afirma a Israel con todo lo que estaba pasando alrededor de ellos. Imagínense qué promesa. Les dijo, no temas, no tengas miedo, porque yo estoy contigo. Yo estoy contigo. Los problemas venían. Problems are coming. You know they are. There's never a dull moment. There's never a quiet moment. Maybe you're watching a football game and the television goes off. Maybe your washer and dryer not working anymore. Something is always happening in the house. Always something is happening. So he's preparing them. Él los está preparando. A lo mejor algo se está viendo su televisión y se la arruina. A lo mejor se la arruina la lavadora o la secadora. Pero el Señor dice, hey, estoy aquí, no tengas miedo. I'm right here. Yo estoy aquí. So he's right here in your problem that you're dealing with right now. He's right here. God says, I'm here right now. I'm here for you. I'm with you. You're not alone. You're right here. I'm right here. My presence is right here, he says. So who is God? ¿Quién es Dios? Who is God? He talks to him and to Israel and says, I am. He is the great I am. I am. I am the great I am. Yo soy el gran yo soy. Exodus 3:14 says, he is the great I am. He's the great I am. He's the eternal God. He's the divine God. He's the holy God. He's the creator God. He's the omnipotent God. He's the all-powerful God. And he's telling Israel, don't you worry about it. I got you. I got you. No se preocupe, le dice, yo soy el gran yo soy. Yo soy el que le dijo a Moisés en Éxodo 3:14. Yo soy el Dios eterno, el Dios divino, el Dios santo, el creador. Yo soy el omnipotente. No te preocupes. Yo estoy aquí. Yo soy el gran yo soy. Is there any problems for him? There's no problems for God. He's right here. And he gives and affirms to his people his presence. Él afirma a su pueblo su presencia. But also, he is with us. He is with us. Él está con nosotros. And the verse says, for fear not, for I am with you. He doesn't say, I will be with you. He says, I am with you. Él no dice, voy a estar contigo. Estoy contigo. Tiempo presente. Él está aquí en este momento. He's right here, right now. He's in your problem. He cares about you. Everything that you and I are dealing with, God says, I got you. I'm with you. I'm right here with you. You're not alone. He's not alone. We're not alone when we get married. We're not alone. We're not alone. Listen, it's not two, it's three. Amen? No son dos, somos tres. Dios está con nosotros. He's Emmanuel. Él es Emmanuel. Matthew 1:23. It says, he is with us. Jesus is with us. He's God. It means that he incarnated himself. And he took the form of a human. Él se encarnó y tomó el cuerpo de un ser humano. To fulfill God's promise, él estaba allí. He's right there. That means he understands us. He understands us. 100% God, 100% human. 100% Dios y 100% humano. That means he understands our struggles. He understands our pain. He understands our doubts. He understands everything about us. He understands what we're going through. He understands how we're dealing with it. He understands everything. Él entiende, porque Él es 100% humano, comprende nuestras necesidades, comprende nuestro dolor. Él está aquí con nosotros. He says, he promises, I am with you. And he is with us on a personal level, and he is here in a corporate level. He is here for us personally. Él está con nosotros personalmente. En tu problema, in your problem, he understands us. He understands your struggles. Él entiende. Su lucha, su prueba, todo lo que usted está pasando, él lo entiende personalmente. But he also understands us corporately as a church. He understands the church. The church belongs to the Lord, amen? It's not our church. Some people say, that's my church. Well, if that's your church, take the pew with you. Not my church. It's the Lord's church. He's the one who was hanged on that cross. He's the one who shed his blood. His body was broken for this body right here and for every church who preaches the word of God. Not my church. Not my church. No es su iglesia, no es mi iglesia. es la iglesia del Señor. He takes care of his church. He takes care of his church. He takes care of us. He's with us. He's our Emmanuel. Él es nuestro Emmanuel. Pero él está con nosotros como iglesia, pero también él es nuestro Dios. But also, his text says, but I am your God. I am your God. Él es nuestro Dios. He's personal. He's right here. Listen, when you open your heart to the Lord, he comes to live in you. And now, listen, he's your God. He's personal. Your personal God. Wherever you go, God goes with you. Él es Dios personal. Donde quiera que usted va, donde quiera que vayamos, él va con nosotros. Él está en nosotros. He lives in us. He dwells in us. He's our God. He's my God. He's your God. Listen, if you have not trusted Christ, listen, you need to let the Lord come into your heart and he'll begin to transform you inside out. The world wants to change you outside in, but Jesus said, I'm going for the soul. I'm going to transform that soul. I'm going to give him eternal life. I'm going to give you new life in Jesus Christ. He gives us new life in Christ. He changes the heart. He gives you peace. He gives you joy. Él te da paz. Él te da alegría. El único que te puede dar paz y alegría es el Señor. The only one who can give you true peace is the Lord Jesus Christ. The only one who can give you true joy is the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, somebody said, you know, hey, listen, when we get married, we're the happiest people in the world. I said, where are you getting married at? Alguien dijo que la gente más feliz son los que se casan. Digo yo, ¿a dónde se está casando él? Other people say, what you need is children. It'll make you happy. It'll make you pull your hair and get gray hair. That's what happens. And sometimes no hair. Amen. Are y'all with me? Anybody with me? Oh, I forgot. I got to translate now. Gente que dice, el gozo es tener hijos. Y mira, hasta el pelo se le cae a uno. Se le, hay que andarlo pintando porque se le pone gris. Wow. Eso no es gozo. That's not joy. But you know, when God comes to live in your heart, he gives you true joy. Give you true peace. Peace. We are looking for peace. See, the world thinks peace is when you have no countries fighting. There's no war. That's what the world thinks. No, the only true peace really comes in the heart. And only Jesus could do that. El verdadero gozo y la paz, solo Dios la puede dar. El mundo dice hay paz porque los países no están peleando. Eso no es paz. Paz es lo que usted tiene en su corazón. Peace is what comes in your heart and lives there. He's our God. He wants to be our God. He's our God. Él es tu Dios. Confía en Él. Trust in Him. Trust in Him. Now, how should I follow Christ when I confront trials? How should a disciple confront the trials ahead? I say it was preparing Israel for the trials ahead. Trials will come. We cannot escape them. Las pruebas van a venir y no nos podemos escapar. No podemos huir. We can't run away. Wherever you go, they'll follow you. They're like gnats in the south. They follow you everywhere. Trials and tribulations follow you. I think I've been in the south long now. I'm even talking about gnats. I'm even learning how to blow my gnats. Wow. He estado tanto tiempo en el sur que ya me sé espantar los mosquitos. Ya no le hago así. I don't do that anymore. I guess I'm a true southern now. It all depends how you blow your gnats. That's really all it matters. I was down in Cairo one time, and I was doing this, and somebody told me, they came and said, you're not from here, are you? Me estaba espantando los mosquitos allá abajo, un pueblo que se llama Cairo, a Cairo, allá abajo. Y así, así, dice, no, usted no es de aquí, me dice. You're not from here. So how do we do it? First of all, don't forget God loves you, unconditional. How do you confront what's ahead? Because it's coming. It's coming. You do it understanding and never forget that God loves you unconditionally. Probably the closest thing on earth is a mother's love for a child. Boy, they rebel. They go through that terrible twos. How many of you remember them? Terrible twos. Boy, you don't know what to do. And yet, at night, you get in the room quietly and you cover them. After he just broke all your glasses and all your plates. Unconditional love. You know, that's the kind of love God loves us with. Esa es la clase de amor con que Dios nos ama, es un amor incondicional. Cuando vamos a enfrentar algo en la vida, una circunstancia, un problema, tenemos que entender que Dios nos ama a nosotros incondicionalmente. Nos ama incondicionalmente. Es como el amor de una madre. Cuando los niños están chiquitos, cuando están pequeñitos, 2 años, los terribles 2, le quiebran la losa, le quiebran todo y en la noche usted los va a tapar. Después que tiene frío, mi niño, mi niña. Lo único que se asimila al amor de Dios. But don't forget, as you confront what's ahead, God loves you unconditionally. Whatever you do, you're not going to surprise God. He loves you. You may fall 20 times. You may tell the Lord, I'm not going to do it. I won't do it again, Lord. And you're doing it again the next day. You can never outlove God. He'll still love you. He'll still care for you. He'll still protect you. He'll never leave you or forsake you. That's God's wonderful love. But also, don't forget, God always has a purpose. God had a purpose for Israel. All these nations were conquering around them. They're being conquered. But God had a purpose for Israel. Dios tenía un propósito para Israel. Dios siempre tiene un propósito. God always has a purpose. We may not understand it now. We may understand that they say, when in the world am I going to finish? When is this going to end, Lord? It's coming. Romans 8:28 reminds us, for all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. If you love the Lord, listen, God may be, right now you may be going through lemons and God will bring the water and we'll make lemonade out of it. A lo mejor usted está pasando una prueba en estos momentos. Romanos 8:28 dice que a los que aman a Dios, todas las cosas nos ayudan a bien. Él tiene un propósito para la lucha y la prueba que estamos pasando. A lo mejor usted en estos momentos está tomando puro limón, pero Dios trae el agua y hace limonada con él después. El Señor está ahí, Él está trabajando. Hay un propósito. So how does God help us in our trials? ¿Cómo nos ayuda Dios en nuestras pruebas? First of all, He strengthens us. Él nos da fuerza en medio de la prueba. Él nos da fuerzas. He strengthens us. Sometimes we feel weak and we are weak. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the Lord just gives us strength to move forward and to overcome. El Señor nos da fuerza para salir adelante. Él nos da fuerza. Él lo dice ahí en el texto. I will strengthen you, he says, in verse 10. Yo te voy a fortalecer. Te voy a fortalecer. I will strengthen you. Él nos da la fuerza. Y Él nos prepara para pruebas futuras. But not only that, He also prepares us for future trials. We go through one and then we go through another one. It seems like we never stop. But he prepares us. He prepares us. You know, sometimes we have short-term memory loss. We've been in trials before. We're here to tell about it. You know that. El Señor nos da fuerza. Él nos prepara para las pruebas futuras que van a venir. Viene una y después viene otra. Y Él nos prepara. Pero tenemos que recordar y mantener fresco en la mente cómo Dios trabajó. Porque el Dios que trabajó es el que va a trabajar. We need to understand that the Lord who worked in the past, He's going to work in the future because He's with us. We must never forget. He will provide. He will provide. He always provides. Because He loves us. He loves His children. He loves you. He always has the best for us. Trials comes and trial goes, and He prepares us for the future. We got to keep it fresh in our mind when we go through a trial and we are on the other side and we say, wow, that's amazing how God provided. Well, remember that. Put it in your pocket and don't forget it because it's something else is coming up. And then remember, say to yourself, wait a minute. Wait a minute. God is with me. He loves me. And just like He provided back in 2021, He will provide in 2026. Don't forget it. No se le olvide. Que el Dios que proveyó en el 2021 va a proveer en el 2026. Y nos va a sacar adelante. He will take us ahead. He upholds us. He keeps us together. We got to keep our head straight. Hay que mantener la mente fresca, calmada. El Señor nos sostiene, nos afirma, y el Señor nos saca adelante. He will move us forward. Israel, I know it's chaos around you, but I am your God. I got you. Don't be afraid. I got you. The Lord says today, don't be afraid. I got you. I got you. Father, thank you so much for today. Padre, te damos gracias, Señor, por este día. Queremos darte a ti la honra y queremos darte la gloria. We want to give you all the honor and all the glory. For you are God of all. You tell us not to be afraid. You tell us that you are with us. Us, you are a strength, that you love us unconditionally. Maybe today, your Lord. A lo mejor hoy, Dios no es su Dios. Y hoy usted quiere abrir su corazón para experimentar esa paz y ese gozo que el Señor ha prometido en su palabra. Maybe you're here today and you would like that joy and that peace that only He can give. Maybe today is the day of salvation. Maybe today is the day when you surrender your life to Jesus and start a new life. For if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed. He's made all of them new for you. Today may be the day of salvation. Hoy puede ser el día de salvación. ¿Habrá alguien este día? Is anybody here today? Maybe that's just who you are. You said, I just want to give my life to Jesus today. Just stand up there where you are. Ahí donde usted está, dice, yo quiero entregar mi vida a Dios hoy. Solamente póngase de pie y después hablamos con usted. We'll talk to you later. As the music says, maybe God put that in your heart today.
Stand and sing with us.
our youth as they go to the camp. If you want to, you know, take it to your house, and si nos gustaría que se quedara para el almuerzo o para apoyar a nuestros jóvenes que van al campamento. And I'm going to ask Brother Jay, will you come, Brother Jay, and dismiss us in prayer and also pray for the food as well. Amen.